Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. In the second round, I would like to raise matters pertaining to two issues, 18 and 24, which deal with migration, refugees and stateless persons, and 24 with persons with disabilities and what I ask will complement what Mr. So asked earlier on. Question 18, issue 18. In the light of what you have told us in your report, namely, you have adopted a framework document on migration policy, I would like to ask the delegation to provide information to the committee on the effects given to the said framework document setting forth the state party's policy on migration. Namely, what I would like to know is how protection and humanitarian assistance are provided to asylum seekers, to refugees and to stateless persons. My second question under issue 18 is the following. I welcome information provided by the State Party on residency applications and the possibility to submit these online since 2016. However, I would like to invite the delegation to kindly inform the committee of the measures implemented to guarantee, in addition to access to documentation, a full integration and participation without discrimination in society of migrants, and that is including returning Uruguayan migrants who have returned, as well as refugees and asylum seekers, as well as their right to healthcare, to housing, and to employment. Moving on now to voting from abroad. I would like to congratulate the State Party for having adopted Law 19.654, because this is a sensitive issue. So congratulations for having enacted that act. At the same time, I'd be very grateful if you could tell the committee about the effect given to the draft regulatory report submitted in 2019 by the commission created in application of that said Act 19654. Similarly, the promulgation of Act 19682 on the recognition and protection of stateless persons is also welcomed. And for further clarity, I take the opportunity to reiterate the request that updated statistics are provided on the number of asylum seekers, refugees and stateless persons in the State Party, and whether the efforts made to reduce the backlog of asylum applications post-pandemic are fruitful at all. Issue 24 and people with persons with disabilities. As I was saying, I would like to add to what my colleague Mr. So said. First of all, I would like to take note of what you told us in paragraph 281 of your report. And also would like to kindly request that the delegation provide to us information on the nationwide number of trained personal assistants who support families with children with disabilities, as well as information on the training of the said personal assistants. Do you have training centers specifically dedicated to supporting families with children with disabilities? Finally, still on this topic, whilst I welcome the information on the Institute for Children and Adolescents, the Uruguayan Institute, that is, and its role to protect, strengthen, and support family ties, I would also like to ask whether the delegation could inform the committee of the process through which the rights of the minors in question are guaranteed and protected, as well as the number of children that receive or who receive alternative care as compared to the number of those who are institutionalized. Thanking you in anticipation for your answers.